Wake up every morning the good way.
You know what? I love, you know, spending time with friends who've got husbands and kids. Because then I realise, you know, they get to share things. You get to share things with your husband. You know, share the responsibility of bringing in rent and, you know, buying groceries and all those things. But it also means that you have to share things with your husband and kids.
Like?
Like, you know, sweets, for example. Yesterday, my friend's telling me a story about how there's one sweet left. The kids have gone to bed. Yeah. So there's one sweet left. And now she's in the bathroom. She's carefully peeling the paper so that her husband doesn't hear. You know, just quickly, just unwrapping it so quietly in the bathroom. The door's not even, like, a little bit ajar. And then from the other room, what did you You can't even no. Sneak the last sweetie, and now you have to share it.
Exactly. And dit is hoekom, jy weet, as ek nou met eerlijk wees, if I have to confess, weet jy, hoe baie eet ek skelp in my kar? Like, jy is op pad ergens heen, ek weet, ek gaan nou my laatje by die school optel, nee, dan verorber ek een chocolate of een ding.
Ja, maar jy nie sien, maak die krummels is wel...
van Usain Bolt op die laaste 10 meter by die Olympiese Spele. Verstaan jy? En dan sit jy nou...
Maak jy die vensters oop
om... Exactly, om die chocolate reker die kar uit te kry. Verstaan jy? Jy vee jou hande aan jou sakke aan die binnenkant van jou broek af, sodat jy weet, daar is geen truis is nie, en jy sit daai papierkie in die kabiel diep achter, daar by die diensboekie, sodat jy seker maak, niemand gaan het sien nie. Nee? We all do this. So you know what? Confession time. Eet jy ook, jy weet... Skelm Snackies. Deel het met ons op Telegram. 084-222-9497. Kry die voice notes in. So, quickly. Confession time. Okay? We all do it. And it's fine. Okay? It's fine to be honest with ourselves every now and then. Maar as ons moet eerlijk wees, ons allemaal eet elke nou en dan een bykie skelm om het net vir ons familie werk.
Skelm Snackie.
So early on, I asked you, listen, hey, are you also guilty as charged when it comes to, you know, working in a bit of a skellum snack-a-doodle-doo?
Hello, Jean-Dor and Magriet. It's Barry, so. Ja, die skellum eet doen ons allemaal maar so in die voertuig. My geluk is, as ek dit doen, dan mors ek in my baard, en as my seentjie inklim, dan vraag hy my, wat het papa geëet? En ja, dan gee my baard my weg met al die krummels en die chocolate waar al vast sit. Maar dan bear ons het vir die volgende keer, man. Dit is nie so erg, nie. Lekker oogend vir julle, man. Bye.
Hallo, ouwe vriend, my naam is Patrick van Sitter. Ek en my pa maak altyd een pitstop by die winkel vir lekker samosa en dan blaas net tjoepstop.
As daar maar net een ding wat mensie kan skelm eet in die karie en dis nou een lekker paai. Just, hy ding kan jy try jou nie, maar hy los evidence waar ook al. Hy kan jou kar gaan skoonmaak alles, maar daar sal altyd een stukkie, een krummelkie van hy paai oorblik.
It's waar. And you know what, you don't even notice it. Nee, gewoonlik die mense van wie jy dit probeer wegsteek. Dis hulle wat het sien en achterkom.
Ja.
En dis die ding. So, seeing that we all do it, what's your technique? Okay? Wat is jou techniek? How do you get yourself in the clear? As jy nou skelm eet, nee, en jy weet, pak nou een chocoladekie weg, of jy knibbel aan een lekker sweetiekie. Let's be honest with one another. Okay?
How are you doing this?
We're not going to sugarcoat this, okay? How are you doing this? How are you getting rid of the evidence? Share your tips, share your tricks on Telegram. Nou, dit blyk vir my, ons is allemaal skuldig, en ons allemaal geniet het ons elke nou en dan, bykie skelm te knaag, aan een lekkerkie, of een dingiekie, en het dan nou vir die familie te probeer wegsteek. So wat jou approach? How do you do it?
Moere, moere, jy sweetie papieren, chocolate papieren, nee, ek kan om baie makkelijk wegsteek. Maar kom ek sê vir jou nou, biltong in my huis, kan jy nie wegsteek nie. As ek by die huis stop, en die honde kom nader, it's Inspector Gadgets, hulle ruik die biltong uit my sakke uit, wat ek vir oogend daar gehad het. En dan kyk my man vir my met sulke oë, soos, waar is my biltong?
Oh, that's terrible. The dogs are giving you away.
Snitches.
Oh, snitches get stitches. Exactly.
My daughter is nog klein, so as I can snacky eat in his net, I can say, but yeah, he's done. Hou ek hom mooi in my hand en maak ook asof ek gaap en dan hap ek die ding wat ek nou het sy nie sien ek het iets in my mond nie of wat ek iets in my mond sit nie maar dan wil sy ook hee so hou gaapiekie nou hand moet mis voor jou mond wees so ek leer dat jy mooi goed
This is brilliant. Also, suddenly light bulbs going up in every child's head at this moment. Want hulle het net besef, luister,
my parents
aren't sleep deprived. Hulle snacks, Callum. And these voice notes are still coming in thick and fast, and it seems we're all guilty of, you know, hiding sweetie kies from our family and friends. Verstaan, dan begin ons een
bietjie
skelm knaag. Ja, sneak snacking.
Yeah, it's like a snack accident where it just
exactly.
happens.
Exactly, I think that's
snacks.
The term. But nonetheless, though, early on I ask you, seeing that we're all doing it, like, what's your success story? How do you actually get away with it?
Morrow FM, yes, it's not something that I've never worked with my career. But I say always, yes, this branch on me, he blijft zich goed in my Carlos. I do veel keer om met hem gepraat over. And then I'm going to do the job.
Just blame it on someone else that drives with you. Genius! Enrique van Katu. Wat sê jy vanmôre?
Ja, ek is my doodstil.
Doen jou ouers dit ook? Eet hulle ook skelm sweetiekies dan try hulle dit vir wegsteek?
Ja, hulle doen.
Ja, that's the thing. I mean, my family had a bit of a intervention with me the other day. They said, okay, you have to stop with the sneaky snacking. Uh-huh. It's either us or the snacks. That's it, okay? And ultimately, the decision was a piece of cake. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't even sugarcoat it. Luister, jy het nou vroeger gesê, jy vang jou ouders uit waar hulle so skelm snack, nee? Nou, waar snack hulle so skelm?
In hulle kamer, waar anders?
Hulle kamer! Ek wil nie weet wat gebeur achter gesloten deur in jou maat. No way. Nou sit hulle daar so grits, pak een paar chocolatekies weg. En hulle denk jy weet nie. Think you don't have a clue?
Nou weet hulle.
Nou weet hulle, jy weet. Jy weet nou wat hulle nie weet nie. Maar, nie te min, that's it. You know, the skelm snacking happens in all ways, shapes and form. And we're all guilty of it. And you won't be so surprised to figure out that you are not alone in this. Stay tuned, some crazy stats heading your way at 7:15. Okay, so, you are sneaky snacking. But how do you ensure success when it comes to hiding the evidence?
Hi OFM, it's a legend wat praat. Ja, nee, ek steel gereeld sweets uit die kas uit. My vrou en kind steek het vir my weg, want dit is eintlik die sweets vir hulle vir die skool. En die oomblik in die aand as hulle gaan bad, so 7:30, dan klim ek in die sweetskas en dan eet ek 'n paar van daai goed. Maar elke keer moet ek die sweetspapier wegsteek, ek gooi sommer in die kaggel. Ver achter in die kachel, want die man het krij daar nie.
Morgen is je hand door, wet wipes in die kabel, fisherman's friends, in die center console, en een borrelkie ex in die deur, kom baie ver, gooi net jou evidence weg, wil naast de asblik, en verkieslik nie die een, in jou eie huis nie.
Yesterday.
Yo, this guy's reached level 10. Like,
is he hiding snack wrappers or bodies? What? Huh?
Okay, that's sneaky.
Wet wipes.
Sneaky level 10.
Fisherman's friend.
Axe body spray.
Body spray.
Brilliant.
That ticks all the boxes. Now, I know, like, because I'm also guilty of this, né? When you do it, you think, yesterday, I'm such a lousy parent. Why am I doing this? I'm probably the only person in the world doing this. You're not. Get a load of this. So according to a recent study, approximately 76% of parents actually admitted to hiding snacks from their families.
That's a high percentage.
That is very high.
But you know what's even that admits it.
Yeah, that's just exactly. That's not the percentage that eerlijk was, maar weet je wat's nog erger? Uit daai.
Ja.
76%. Nee. Is 73% vrouwens. Maar het wegsteek. Van hulle kinders in hulle mans.
I don't blame you.
This is brilliant. But I mean, it's a thing. Nee? And the other day, I actually saw this play out. Nee? We were visiting friends. Suddenly the kid walked up to his mom. He's like, "Mom, who ate all the kickies?" And the mom's like, "Oh, it must have been the dog."
Obviously.
Kid replied, "We don't have a dog."
Good Morning Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., only on OFM. Brought to you by NutriFeeds, the formula for success.